Hello to Mayor Matt Burnett. The CQ meeting last Friday.
Yeah, we were in Villawheeler on Friday with the mayors and deputy mayors, CEOs of Central Queensland, and obviously lots of items on the agenda. And actually, Chris Bowen and Senator Anthony Chisholm stopped in for a little while, so it was good. They were out having a look at the power station there in Billow and you know, talking energy and all the rest of it. From a Gladstone point of view as well, and also CQ, we're very happy to see the Inland Rail report from the AEC tabled at that meeting as well.
Okay.
So I actually gave Chris Bowen and Senator Chisholm a copy of that while they were there, and yeah, it was really good to talk to them about energy and things as well.
Now, mate, you've got the Mayor's Youth Breakfast, which is coming up, and nominations are open until the 21st of this month.
Yeah, so the idea is if you know someone in the community, obviously a younger person, that, you know, we should be acknowledging their efforts, whether it's in sporting, whether it's in cultural, whether it's academic, whatever it might be. If you think there's someone that we should give a shout out to or acknowledge their good work, their hard work, whether they're volunteers or, like I said, they could just be an exceptional student, maybe one of the local student leaders or something like that. They all get nominated, then we go through and we try and acknowledge as many as we possibly can.
Gladstone Regional Council Community Engagement Centre is where people can find out more information, or just go to the GRC website and you'll be able to follow the links there. Get as many nominations as we can in. The Harbour Festival's not too far away.
Oh, that's going to be good, isn't it? Yeah, obviously we have Harbour Festival, Brisbane and Gladstone Yacht Race, the B2G Village, there's sculptures by the sea, there's so much happening, and there's so much happening. It'll be awesome. The Harbour Festival this year is a four-day event, fireworks every night, you know, lots of entertainment, and the team have just done a fantastic job to be able to put that event on, still under COVID conditions, so they've done very well.
Yeah, haven't they? More info to come on that. Finally, Matt, I was talking to the team from the Crab Classic, which is on next month, the Tanham Sands Crab Classic.
Yeah.
The week before, they have a girls' night out.
Oh, do they? Yeah, they do, actually.
Yeah. Brenda had a chat with her last week.
And a lot of money, too. They do it fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was a bit of a suggestion that because they get waited on by men in schoolboy uniform, so there was a little bit of a suggestion that you might be interested in waiting on the ladies in a schoolboy uniform, and then it was thrown on me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds, I think, cool. They used to get like surf lifesavers or something like that. So I'm certainly, I suppose I could possibly do that. I'll have to check the diary and make sure I'm available, but if I am, I will.
Well, if you do, I will.
What is the actual date? You'll have to let me know.
Saturday the 17th of April.
Saturday. I'm in Brisbane on the Friday, but I'm back on the Saturday.
Yeah, there we go. You're in. I'm sure Brenda's going to be happy about that, and the ladies too. I'm going to have to find an old school uniform from somewhere.
I'd have one, actually, but there's no way it's going to fit.
No.
I went to Tallulah High, so I might ask the principal there a uniform that might fit me, but I'm sure that,
Well, we'll keep a finger on the pulse with that, but I'm sure they're going to be happy that you might be a part of it. Good on you, Matt.
Thanks, mate.
There's our man, Matt Burnett, Classic Hits 4CC.